Well, good morning, Wake. How are we doing?
Awesome. Well, my name's Chase, if we haven't had the pleasure of meeting. I get to hang out with the 6th grade, now 7th grade, Lake Highlands boys. I think we just got Josh this morning. But before we get started, I am going on a vacation next week to Colorado with my wife. And we're going to be doing some kayaking on Estes Lake. And so I don't know a lot about kayaking, so I started doing some research. And in my research about kayaking, I came across a video of some kayakers that I think we can play right now. So those are some kayakers getting swallowed up by a whale. And so I'm sure you can guess what we're going to be talking about this morning, and that's Jonah and the whale, okay? So this series... Yep. They were okay. I forgot to mention that detail. The kayakers were spit up by the whale. They are all good. So the series we're going through right now is Replay, stories of the Bible that need to be retold. And so the reason I show that is because when I think about the book of Jonah, I oftentimes just think about Jonah being swallowed up in the whale and being in the whale for 3 days. But there's so much more to that book and so much we can learn about God and his character in the book of Jonah. So we're going to go through that today. Let me pray real quick and then we'll get into it. Father, thankful for this morning. Thankful for this time where we get to open your word and learn more about you. I'm thankful that we get this time to worship you and have a lot of fun. Pray that you bless over this time and that you ultimately, Lord, that we would hear from you, that none of these words would be my own, but they would be yours. Thankful for your son. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, so the book of Jonah. If you are unfamiliar, I'm going to quickly start with some main characters, okay? People we need to know if we're going to read this book, okay? The first one is God, okay? You guys may know him. He's going to be a main character in this. The second one is Jonah. So who is Jonah? Jonah is a prophet of God, and what that means is a prophet in the Old Testament is someone who is used by God to communicate his message to the world, okay? That's Jonah. The next character, the last one we'll need to know, is the Ninevites, or Nineveh, okay? Nineveh is the capital of the ancient Assyrian Empire. That is the biggest enemy of Israel, and Israel is where Jonah's from. So this is the biggest enemy of Jonah. And the other thing you need to know about Nineveh is that they are an evil nation. They did a lot of really bad things and were caught up in a lot of evil and a lot of sin, okay? So those are the main characters we need to know. And so I mentioned that Jonah's a prophet and that means that he has a message from God that he is asked by God to share with the world. And so what is that message? And we find that if you're reading along with me, we'll be in Jonah. So the entire book of Jonah, you can follow along with me. Jonah 1, verse 1 and 2 tells us what the message is. It says, "Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, saying, 'Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me.'" And so Jonah is asked to go to his biggest enemy, the biggest enemy of his nation and his biggest enemy, and tell them, "Hey, you guys need to repent of your sin because God has asked me to tell you that." And so you can imagine that Jonah's a little confused. And so what does he do? Well, we see that in verse 3. It says, "But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish." So I'm sure you guys can relate to that a little bit. I know I can. When I've felt like, hey, maybe I should go sit with that guy at lunch who isn't sitting with anybody. Maybe I should go talk to my friend who just got picked on. And so that's kind of what Jonah is feeling here is he is not wanting to do what the Lord has called him to do. And so to show you to the extent that he was willing to go, we have a map here. And Jonah is around Joppa, and rather than going the short distance to Nineveh, which he was called to do, he's decided to get on a boat and go the complete opposite direction, a way further distance to Tarshish, okay? And so he gets on this boat and he's in the middle of the ocean, and the Lord sends this big storm, okay? Sends this big storm and so mighty that that it says in verse 4, and the Lord hurled a great wind upon the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship threatened to break up. Okay? All the sailors and the people on their boats are running to Jonah saying, what have you done? What is causing the Lord to send this storm? And so he tells them that I'm running from the Lord. This is my fault. And so the people on the boat decide, okay, we're going to try to steer the ship around and go back to land and not go to our destination. But the Lord's storm keeps them where they are in the ocean. And eventually, the people on the boat decide, we're going to throw Jonah in the ocean. We need to get out of this storm. We need to separate ourselves from Jonah. And so they throw him in the ocean. And you guys probably know what happens next. We see that in verse 17. It says, and the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. So I'm sure you can imagine that Jonah, being swallowed up by a fish, is thinking to himself, this is probably the end. I'm in a fish. What am I going to do? And so in that moment, he prays, and he prays to the Lord, and he says, at the end of his prayer, he says, but I with the voice of thanksgiving will sacrifice to you what I have vowed I will pay. Salvation belongs to the Lord. And so in that moment, Jonah is praying to the Lord and repenting of his sin, of turning his back on what the Lord had asked him to do. And God, being gracious, gives him a second chance. The Lord tells the fish to spit up Jonah on the land. And so Jonah gets up on the dry land, and then the word of the Lord comes to him again. We see this in chapter 3. It says, the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh. How crazy is that? That Jonah went to the extent of turning the complete opposite way from where God had asked him to go, had sinned against him, and the Lord still was gracious enough to give him a second chance, to go share that message with the Ninevites. That's so crazy. And he does that with me every day because I sin against the Lord every day, and he gives me a second chance to be in relationship with him. And So Jonah arises and goes to Nineveh, and it's about a 3 days walk. So he walks 3 days all the way to Nineveh. And then once he gets to Nineveh, this is a big city, he walks an additional day into the heart of Nineveh, and he says this. He calls out and he says, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So all of 4 days of walking, that's the message that he gives to the Ninevites. And remember, this is a evil nation. They've done some really bad things. And so I would think that maybe there needs to be some more convincing that Jonah needs to do for these people to repent and to turn from their evil ways. But that's not what happens. We see in verse 5 that after what Jonah told them, the people of Nineveh believed God. They called for a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. Even the king of Nineveh, the leader of this nation that was so against Israel, God's chosen people, so against and done all these evil things, he says, by the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them call out mightily to God. Let everyone turn from his evil way. So the Ninevites, they repent of their evil. They repent of their evil ways and turn towards God. And what does God do? It says this in verse 10 of chapter 3. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. So God was faithful to his word that these evil people, when they repented, despite all of the horrible things they had done, when they repented, the Lord was faithful to forgive them. And so that would be an awesome ending to the story, right? That Jonah walks all this way, gets a second chance, and gets to tell the Ninevites, and they repent. That would be an awesome end to the story. But there's more to the story that God wants us to learn from. And so in chapter 4, we see Jonah's response to the Ninevites' repentance. It says, but it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was angry. So after all that, Jonah is still angry with God, and he tells us why a little further down in verse 2. It says, "That is why I made haste to flee to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, relenting from disaster." So Jonah knew that he was angry because God did exactly what he knew his character to be. He forgave the people of Nineveh. He forgave the Ninevites, and Jonah was still angry. And so God is talking to Jonah, and he leaves him, after talking with him, he leaves him with a question. In verse 11 of chapter 4, he says, "And should I not pity Nineveh, that great city, in which there are more than 1,200 people who do not know their right hand from their left?" So Jonah is asked this question by God, and I think that that question goes down to us as well. Should we not love our enemies? And God's asking us that today. And so that's the story of Jonah, and it leaves us with some takeaways. And so the first one is that God uses his people regardless of our performance. Jonah, despite his sin, despite his turning back on the Lord and going the complete opposite direction, the Lord allowed Jonah to have a second chance to spread that message. And like I said, he does that with us too. The Lord has allowed us to be a part of his rescue plan to the world. He's allowed us to take part in sharing the gospel with those around us and loving those around us. And so I ask you guys, how can you guys do that? How can we, as God's children, how can we love those around us? How can we love the people that are hard to love around us? The second one is God loves his enemies. And we see that in Jonah 4:2. We see that with just Jonah's admission of who God is, a merciful God, who when people are evil, the Lord is still sending people like Jonah to tell them the good news. And the last one is that God will forgive when we repent. And we see that in chapter 3, verse 10. It says, "When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that he said he would do to them, and he did not do it." And so, guys, if you haven't repented of your sin or you haven't given your life to Jesus, and you want to know more about that, talk to a leader. Talk to me. Come ask me about my story of repentance and giving my life to Jesus. There was a time in my life where I only lived for the approval of other people. I wanted people to like me. I wanted people to think I was funny. I wanted people to think I was athletic. And ultimately, that led me to being unsatisfied. That led me to being just sad and not getting what I wanted. And that was because I was chasing after those things. And the Lord graciously sent somebody to come into my life and to tell me the good news. And when they told me that good news and told me that I could repent of my sin and be in relationship with God, I mean, that was great news for me. And so I did that, and I repented of my sin and gave my life to Christ. And now I get to live in relationship with God and live in the joy of that. And so if you want to learn more about that, please come ask one of us, ask a leader to tell you their story, because we'd love to share that with you. And so I'll leave you with one question that I want you guys to think about as you go into the next group time and as you go throughout your week. And that's just, how can we love those around us who are hard to love? How can we share the message of the gospel and the message of the Bible with the people around us, whether that's people in our school, whether that's people that are mean to us or a sibling that we're not getting along with? How can we love them well, and how can we share the message that the Lord has given us? So with that, let me pray, and then we can move into our next time. Father, we are so thankful for the word, Lord, that we get to read it together, Lord, and learn more about you. We can learn that you are a merciful God who forgives us when we repent of our sin. Lord, I pray just for all of us, Lord, that as we go into this week, Lord, that you would give us the words to say to those that are hard to love around us. Lord, you would fill us with your Spirit and give us the patience and the love to show to those around us. Thank you for the story of Jonah and that we can learn from that. Bless over this next time as we move into groups. Thank you again for this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.